Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. This is Troy Dooley with Radio for Your Mind, and I'm excited for a variety of reasons today. Number one, we're starting a brand new series and we're using the book, A Likeability Factor, How to Boost Your L Factor and Achieve Your Life Dreams. It's by my mentor at a distance, Tim Sanders. I first met Tim, and he wouldn't know me from Adam. We are not that close, but he first met me, and I met him at Catalyst several years ago when he brought out Love is the Killer App. And it's that book that really revolutionized and changed the way I conducted myself in business, because all of a sudden I realized it's not about me. It's about spreading that love to other people, helping other people succeed, and by doing that, then I would succeed. And he just put it in business terms, put it in a way that I could understand, and I've been following his career ever since. And every time he brings out something, I buy it. And this book is going to change the way we all, I think, look at things, if we will grab it. Because here's what's happened. Here's what the likability factor will do. In the last few months, just since January, I'm going to use the last 6 months, we're going 7 months now. Here, when you focus on building your likability factor, things will happen in your life. A few months ago, we did a book called The Other 8 Hours, and all of a sudden I've made a new friend, and we're promoting him and getting him on the radio show. You know, Robert Pagliarnera is how you say his name, I believe. Wonderful. I always get these big names wrong. But then it came into my life, Tom Hopp of TomHopp.com. Great, great man. Wrote the book, Time Out, Winning Strategies for a Bigger Game in Life. Tom and I have become close friends. I look at him as a mentor. We chat throughout the week. We have a special time on Thursday mornings where we get together because we are now collaborating together to write a brand new book. And this will be Time Out, Winning Strategies for Direct Sales, the playbook for personal success. Because of my L factor, and I'm focusing on building that L factor, we've had opportunities like that. Dondi Scamanchi, phenomenal female, phenomenal leader. She's overcome so much because of the likability factor. I'm now going to be doing some stuff with her mentoring in a box, and we're really going to promote that and get it out to people. This is what happens when you build on that likability factor. Yesterday morning, I have a phenomenal time after the radio show with Kirby and Cindy Wright. Cindy's a top field leader at Zervita. Kirby happens to be in the home office. Phenomenal time. 3 hours we just spent and shared, and I listened as they shared their story with me. The likability factor that's there. Derek Brose, phenomenal leader outside of network marketing. Now he owns a network marketing company. Our likability factor is growing together. That L factor is building. And this week he had me on his radio show, and then he listened into my show yesterday and sent me some great information, some feedback that really didn't have anything to do with the content. It had to do with the technique and the technology, and today we're getting on the phone so he can share with me where I can go to get a better mic and some mixers that can go into my computer so we can make this thing a professional show for you folks. Kevin Thompson, my attorney. Phenomenal MLM attorney. We work together, and that likability factor has grown. Your likability factor, as we are going to learn in Tim's book, is the power on whether or not your business is growing, whether or not your business is building. See, I firmly believe that your L factor will make or break you in any business, in any relationship. But most of us have no clue what it is. Listen to this little story. This is the introduction that Tim uses. I think this is great. It says, in the spring of 2002, Don Anthony, known as the Don of morning radio disc jockeys, asked me to give a speech at his annual boot camp conference for DJs. The topic was on how to get people to like you. Now, as Tim went through and he shared on this and everything was rocking, He really found it interesting because a long time, or one of the DJs, Michael Diamond, came up and he had been a shock jock. And this guy was rocking and he was rolling, but all of a sudden he went from being one of the most likable guys to one of the most hated guys. And he went by on the show Mickey, you know, but nobody liked Mickey or Mikey anymore. Nobody liked Mikey. Everybody hated. Matter of fact, in talking with his friend Tim Wright, he says, Jimbo added, remember the television program Married with Children? Well, if you can imagine it, Mikey's life is an Al Bundy gone bad. I mean, this was terrible. Matter of fact, it was so bad, as Tim goes on to write, and I'm not going to share the whole show, or the whole intro. You can go buy the book, The Likeability Factor. But as Tim goes on to share, he got to talk with Mikey, and it comes to find out that Mikey wasn't happy inside either. All of a sudden, the persona and the role that he was playing had caused all the people to hate him, including his bosses who were thinking about cutting the show. Here's what Tim told him. Three small things. First, he said, check yourself. Have you listened to the messages on your cell phone, on your answering machine? Have you looked at your own promotional picture? Are you able to step outside your body and listen to the tone of your voice when you talk to your wife, your kids, and the staff at the station? In other words, can you be more friendly to the people around you? Next, I told him, try to matter to other people. Be relevant. Whoa, isn't that a new one for us? He goes, my third piece of advice was develop your empathy. Feel for those other people. And then, like all of us who have read Dale Carnegie's Win Friends and Influence People, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Tim says, then I paraphrase Dale Carnegie, you will win more friends in the next 2 months developing a sincere interest in two people than you will ever win in the next 2 years trying to get two people interested in you. And then Tim's final advice to him was get real, be authentic. Folks, I'm telling you, this book is phenomenal. There's a reason that Tim Sanders went from being a nobody to the chief solutions officer of Yahoo, to the leadership coach of Yahoo. You can go to timsanders.com. It's a phenomenal website, and you will learn. But it was through that event that Tim all of a sudden realized the L factor is so important. See, as I read through this book the first time and I started dealing with it and I started looking at it, I realized how powerful this was. And in the first chapter that we're getting into today, Tim shares this story. He says, if you're like most people, you are neither at the top nor at the bottom of the likability scale. If you were at the top, you know it because you have so many friends who constantly tell you what a charmed life you live. And, of course, you would have to agree. You can imagine what it would look like if your life was at the bottom of the scale. But the question is, where are you? See, in the middle is where most of us are. Some people like us, some people hate us. We have good days, we have bad days. But listen to this little example, because I think this is good. This is what your life might look like, and even today it might look this way. You wake up and roll out of bed, shower, dress, and leave for your job. On the way to work, you have an 8:30 appointment with your internist, Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith is always overlooked and is always overbooked and overhurried. You sit in her waiting room for what seems like an eternity, and yet you know there's only one patient that was scheduled before you. You're angry because Dr. Smith always seems to give other people a great deal of time, and in fact, when the patient emerges, you see that he and the doctor enjoy a solid rapport. They're chatting, just relaxed, exchanging restaurant recommendations, and Dr. Smith is promising to call him later in the day. You, on the other hand, snap at Dr. Smith during your last visit because you were so angry that it took so long to see her. Now you do it again, and after a brief and unpleasant appointment, you're out of the office with a quick diagnosis and an absent-minded promise to call you sometime in the future. You drive off to work, already upset. You're dreading the day's first appointment, which is with your assistant. Your company's direct competitor, the Widget Corporation, has been on the hiring bench. Both your assistant and your coworkers have been offered jobs with better salaries at Widget's headquarters. Yesterday, you found out that your coworker's assistant had decided to stay because the two of them are truly bonded. The assistant loves her boss and knows he tries hard as possible to match the Widget's offer. You're hoping your assistant will make that same decision because he is industrious and effective, and you don't want to have somebody new be trained. Unfortunately, he tells you that he's taken the Widget offer after all. You wonder if the fact that you humiliated him in front of his peers last week had anything to do with it, but you truly doubt it because he deserved to be dressed down. You sigh and comment how hard it is to find a loyal secretary. For the umpteenth and last time, he reminds you that he is not a secretary, and you say, whatever. Your mood increasingly fouled, you now march off to your late morning meeting. Here you find that your client has given you low marks in your annual account performance review. You can't believe it. You think he's scum, and the idea that he thinks you're the same is shocking. The world's so unfair. It seems more unfair than even when your boss tells you there isn't enough money in her budget to give you a raise. The rest of the day is as unpleasant as your morning was. Ever since you happened to mention that this horrible assistant in legal, that she could afford to lose a few pounds, it seems that you can never get anything back from her. This is great. But you really crash when your insurance agent calls and tells you that the settlement for your recent car wreck will be less than you hoped. The hearing was as contentious as you expected, but now you wonder where your lost points with the judge. You wonder whether you lost points with the judge when you suggested she return to law school for a refresher course. Why is it that so few people can take constructive criticism? When you arrive home that night, you change and go off to your son's little league game. You've been expecting to win the election as for the team's coach, but a new boy's father got the nod instead. How unfair, you think. No one has been asking for the job more loudly and pointing out the faults of all the other fathers more succinctly than you. Even so, this new guy, who barely seems to know anything about baseball, which you've often made sure everybody knew, is very popular. You sure hate guys like that. This is great. Think about this. I mean, this is kind of humorous, but listen. That night, you get home a little late. You decide to grab a beer from the fridge and before going to bed, and there you see a note from your wife. On it, she's written that she's so unhappy in the marriage, but before going through with her divorce threat, she wants you both to end up at a marriage counselor, and she's already set up the meeting. Finally, you climb into bed, and you think back on your miserable, lousy day. What is it about other people that make them so difficult? Wouldn't life be so much better without them? Now, think about that for a second. How many times have you picked up the telephone to make a prospecting call? And in your mind, you really didn't want to make that call. You pick up the phone, you interrupt somebody else's day, and usually the first words out of your mouth have something to go with this. Oh, you know, I saw your website, or I saw your name, or I hear you're interested. You don't even know how to say it right. Not dogging you, I'm just saying we've all been through this. Your mindset's not right, your day sucked, and your likability factor is in the tank. You go bust your butt, and you're right there just within just a few points of getting that next promotion. But because of the likability factor and the fact that you're always criticizing people in the organization, you don't get the promotion, but yet you know somebody else just a month before who were just a little shy that they went ahead and promoted. You go out and you do everything that you're told. You say the script the way you're supposed to say the script. You follow the guidelines exactly how you're supposed to follow the guidelines. In other words, you're duplicating the successful upline in your organization, but yet you're getting lousy results. When you actually look at this, you realize the likability factor is important. If we look back over this story real quick, we realize that, number one, doctors give more time to patients that they like and less time than those that they don't. That's in a University of California study that was done in 1984. We know that in number two, in his book Primal Leadership, author Daniel Goldman studies the management habits and business operations of hundreds of corporations and found that a positively charged work environment produces superior profits. I can guarantee you, every time I've walked into a company, and I've either been in there as a consultant or we've been in there as an employee, the first thing I look at is the environment. If it's not empowering, if it doesn't cause people to take ownership, we don't stay around very long if we're not allowed to change it. I think that's one of the reasons that several network marketing companies succeed is because the the employees take as much ownership as those in the field. We also know that a Columbia University study by Belinda Tampkin shows that success in the workplace is guaranteed not by what or whom you know, but by your popularity. See, popularity is a key here. You need to be friendly. People need to like you. I can use an example of that. You know, I'm getting ready to do this report on Global Verge, founded by Ted Robbins and Mark Petchel. And because Ted and Mark were very silent in the beginning, my first 25 or 30 reports were very, very critical of the company, critical of the processes, critical of the leadership. He really thought I didn't like him, so he didn't like me. And I remember when his attorney, Brian Hardy, got us on the telephone. We started talking. The first thing out of Ted's mouth is, "I don't know if I can trust you." I snickered a little bit and said, "Ted, if I was in your shoes, I wouldn't know if I could trust me either." Now we've built a great relationship, and it's continuing to grow because he understands that it's not about him. I kind of like him as a person. It's about making sure information flows. See, it's a likability factor. Listen to what Tim writes in this. Likability is more than important. It's more than practical. It's more than appealing. Likability may well be the deciding factor in every competition you've ever entered. See, it's about the popularity. Now, that may sound superficial. You may have been told it doesn't matter what other people think. I was taught that all my life. Matter of fact, I was taught and ingrained that so deeply into my mind that I did not care, period, about other people. Now, that's a rough one right there. But it's so true. And it was even worse for me when it came to the female species. I didn't care about women, period. I had to learn. I had to grow. We all are that way to one facet or another. You have to focus on your likability factor if you're going to achieve your dreams in life. Listen to what Tim writes here. I actually wrote W-O-W, words of wisdom, beside this. People believe what they like. People surround themselves with friends they like. People want to envelop themselves into others' likability. Everyone alive has an L factor. This is the indicator of how likable you are. Every one of us is either likable or unlikable. Right now, I have network marketing CEOs that are likable. Like, I mean, everybody loves them. At the same time, I have network marketing CEOs, and people wonder how they even got in the position. See, when you analyze this and you realize that everybody has a likability factor, what I want you to understand is likability factor has nothing to do with the leadership level in which you attain. Let me say that again. The likability factor doesn't have anything to do with the leadership position that you attain. The reason that this is because we know that there has been some very powerful but unliked leaders that have risen throughout history. Hitler comes to mind. Prime example of somebody that was a huge leader in the 20th century, but was unliked, but was also feared. Darth Vader, Jack the Ripper. Very low, unlikable level. I know Darth Vader was a makeup thing, but think about that for a minute. He had risen to the prominent power, but he was unliked and feared. See, you can have a low likability factor, have attained a high position in leadership, and not be as effective as you could be. I look back in the old days of A.O. Williams. Art Williams was one of the most likable guys ever. Powerful, excellent. People loved being around him. Sandy Weill came in and bought the company. Sandy was not the most likable person around, but people feared him. He was ingenious. He was powerful. A few years down the road, when his understudy, Jamie Dimon, was starting to get more popularity than him, and people were giving him more kudos, Sandy got rid of him. Jamie's gone on to do his own thing now. But your likability factor doesn't have anything to do with the level of leadership. It does have to do with everything with your long-term success. That's what you have to remember. See, one of the things that that Tim writes in here, and I want to use this. This is his definition. Likability is an ability to create positive attitudes in other people through the delivery of emotional and physical benefits. That is the key right there. If you're an authentic, transparent person, then you're going to be likable, and you're going to have the ability to create positive attitudes in other people through the delivery of emotional and physical benefits. That's the overall key. That's what this whole book is based on. That's what we're going to be growing through as we look at this. Now listen to this. This is some just powerful notes of wisdom from Tim Sanders. After all, if everything were a matter of choice, you would select the best job, the best mate, the best life in the world. But your life is really determined by other people's choices. Do you want the job? It's up to the woman doing the hiring. Do you want to watch football on all day on Sunday and stay happily married? It's up to your spouse or partner. Do you want the jury to find you guilty or innocent? It's their choice. See, how we react to situations is our choice, but who determines some of those outcomes is somebody else's choice. The more likable you are, the more likely you will be to be on the receiving end of a positive choice in which you can profit. But you have to be, what do we say? This is going on a 3x5 card. If we want to have positive outcomes in our life, then we have to have the ability to create positive attitudes in other people through the delivery of emotional and physical benefits. That's the key. See, when you look at that, when you analyze that, you start to realize we can make something happen. You can be on the telephone and very quickly build rapport by asking the right questions about the other person. See, I love this, the way he writes it. See, when we study it and when we focus on it, we understand what happens. Now, maybe you're an employee at work. Listen to this. If you're an employee, the L factor comes into play when your boss asks for more than what is normally required, and you go the extra mile because you want him or her to succeed. Now, I use a verse out of the Bible, as you all know, in Corinthians. And it says, I don't work for the person, I work for the Lord. So every time I do something, when it's business-oriented, it's always about, hey, how would the Lord see this? When I react to my family, I do my best to think, how would the Lord react to this, because these are gifts that he's given me. I look at that and I realize there's some power here if we just study it. Tim shares a little story. He says, my good friend Sarah, for example, has faced several considerable challenges. She has suffered from chronic bad back, has also struggled with alcoholism. She and her husband George have faced many financial difficulties, and once they even lost their home. A salesperson, Sarah must travel constantly with her job, often spending weeks at a time away from her family. Yet Sarah's marriage is relatively happy, and her friends and family, including her two rebellious teenage daughters, all adore her. Why? Because Sarah is so likable. George worked hard to help her through whatever problems arose, from alcoholism to bankruptcy. Similarly, her friends and family rooted for her when she slumped, and they were always around to provide much-needed support, both emotionally and financially. Cheering rather than jeering, they liked Sarah enough to see her past her momentary problems and knew that with a little help, she could recover from whatever life threw at her. Think about that. Listen to this one here. This will blow your mind. Females, listen. Men, think about this. A study of 174 women conducted by Cheryl Arson, a relationship therapist and a co-director of the Institute of Relationship Assessment and Development in Southern California, found that women who describe themselves as friendly and likable received a number of benefits. Such women were more likely than others to be in love, to have more love relationships. These women and their positive self-concepts gave them greater capability or capacity for love and romance. Their relationships are not only more sexually intimate, but seem to be more intimate on emotional levels as well. Tim goes on to write, whether you are involved romantically, socially, or as a friend, you need to be likable to be successful in your relationship. You know, listen, I'm married to a romance writer. I understand about as much about women that you can put in a shot glass. But the one thing that I have figured out is that when I sit here and I praise my wife in every level of the game, our relationship has grown because I've done some dumb stuff. Just the other day, I wrote her a little text. And listen, it's the small things that make the big difference. And I said, you know what? Every day that I look upon you when you're just sitting there getting dressed, your beauty, you are more sexy, you are hotter, you look better today than you did at 17, 18 years old. Folks, I'm telling you, if you're a man, you need to praise the woman that you're with. If you're a woman, you need to let that man know that you need those words of encouragement, those words of affirmation. And men, if you're not doing that, maybe it's because you're sitting around with a beer belly, not doing a doggone thing yourself. Don't be griping and moaning about what your wife is or isn't doing until you get your butt in shape. Now, that's a little off-keister, but I'm telling you what, everything rises and falls with relationships. And if your relationship at home sucks and you don't have a high likability factor, that L factor is just in the dump, and you're wondering, you're sitting there like the guy at work, and you're saying, hey, honey, you could afford to lose a few pounds. You know, that skinny little belly, you got a lot of that baby fat, and we haven't had kids in 14 years. You're not going to be getting nothing, dude. As a matter of fact, it may just be you, the beer can, and the remote all night long. Guess what? That same thing's going to happen to you when you're out there and you're trying to build a business. If you don't have a high likability factor, then your life's going to suck. Tim Sanders says it better than I can. You need to go to timsanders.com. Don't just listen to me. I mean, look, I didn't write this book. I just fell in love with it, just like his last one, Love is the Killer App. Tim has helped me at a long distance, and I'm willing to share that with the people on this radio show. Tomorrow we're going to be looking at Chapter 2, Unlikability Doesn't Work. I'm going to go through that. We're going to study that. Because I believe that when we get through with this book, you will have changed. You will have grown. You will have taken notes. You will have bought the book. If you're smart, get it on Kindle. Do something. And help your life change. I want to see the people on this radio show as successful as people that sometimes don't listen to this radio show. Together, we can make a difference in people's lives. There is no reason that you can't start earning a couple $300 a month, $500 a month. You can't replace your current income in the next 12 months. You can do whatever you want to do if you're willing to fight for it, if you're willing to work for it, if you're willing to change. If you're having struggles with this, go buy Tom Hopp's book, Time Out, Winning Strategies for Playing a Better Game in Life. He will walk you through this. Matter of fact, you can go to tomhopp.com and get the personal side of what Tim's talking about here. Folks, we give you the best and the brightest minds, period, on this radio show. Because we want to give you every opportunity to change, every opportunity to grow. Folks, it's always fun when we're here. In the next few weeks, we're going to be changing the radio show format if things go right. We're going to be doing, we may expand it to a 45-minute show and have some Q&A, because I believe Q&A can help people out. We're going to be making some changes that I think will benefit you guys. That's the key. Folks, have a fantastic day. Live life like it's an epic adventure. Go get Tim Sanders' book, The Likeability Factor, How to Boost Your L Factor and Achieve Your Life's Dreams. We will see you back here tomorrow morning on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.